This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Chinese state media have posted a video purported to show tennis player Peng Shuai, who has not been seen in public since she said on Chinese social media that a former vice premier had forced her into sex and they later had a consensual relationship. China Global Times editor-in-chief Hu Xijin posted a video Saturday that appeared to show Peng and her coach at a restaurant in Beijing. Hu said that Peng had been staying at home freely and didn't want to be disturbed. He wrote on Twitter that the tennis star would show up in public and participate in some activities soon. Concern over Peng's whereabouts and health have grown in recent days, with the Women's Tennis Association threatening to pull tournaments out of China while the men's tour has demanded clarity from Chinese authorities. The controversy comes as Beijing makes final preparations to host the Winter Olympics beginning next February. There have been more demonstrations against COVID-19 lockdowns in the Netherlands, with Dutch media reporting that riot police used water cannon to clear parts of the center of The Hague after rioters threw fireworks at police and damaged traffic lights. A heavy police presence is reported in several other major towns after social media calls to riot following Friday night's clashes in Rotterdam. Three people remained hospitalized in Rotterdam Saturday after they were seriously injured when Dutch police fired shots during a violent protest. Earlier Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters, many from far-right groups, marched through Vienna after the Austrian government announced a nationwide lockdown beginning Monday to contain skyrocketing coronavirus infections. Protesters rallied against coronavirus restrictions and mandatory COVID-19 passes in many European countries to end